Almost every experience we go through in this life, almost everything that happens, that we consider a experience, whether it's good or bad, it is nothing but a provocation for you to wake up. Let me touch on that word a little bit today. To wake up. Like you go through a problem, it is actually a wake-up call. Like sometimes you get ill and the doctor says something, it's a wake-up call. You understand? So I want you to try to look upon it this way. What are the wake-up calls that is facing you right now? You see, it's like this. If you have no wake-up call, then it is Sunday and you are lucky. You don't have to wake up. And that is good. That means things are going right. But if something is happening, it's like this, you know. If you fall in love with somebody, even that falling in love is a wake-up call. Somebody falls in love with you, it's a wake-up call. Somebody hates you, it's a wake-up call. I want you to take a moment just to be in touch. What is the wake-up call that is at hand right now? Together. I once got ill. I went to the doctor, did a blood test. He said, sugar is on the borderline. Wake-up call. If I don't wake up for that call, one of these days when I go to sleep, I'll never wake up. You understand? It's a wake-up call. Do you know, I want you to ponder this too. Most often, the mind does not want to look at the wake-up call. You know why? When it looks at it, you must wake up. As how we struggle to wake up in the morning. So you must be aware of this mind that prevents the waking up. You must know that you own this mind. Like you do it every day. You know you have to throw the rubbish. You say, later. You do it only at the extreme. You know you should exercise. Yeah. That's why belt comes with extra holes. And they even have machine to make extra holes if it happens. So you must become aware there is something in your own brain that prevents the waking up. So you must become very mindful about it for it not to operate. Every pain, every suffering, every agony, it's a wake-up call. What is your wake-up call? Not in a bad way. It is a provocation for you to start living. You understand? Like morning, when the alarm rings, you know what he's saying? Enough sleeping, let's start living, isn't it? The alarm could mean two things, you know, oh my God. Is it 7 o'clock already? But have you imagined if you're looking forward to the day? You're going fishing, or golfing, or I don't know, shopping for you ladies. There's a sale. That alarm, you wait for it to ring, right? So it's a state of psychology. Can you follow this? I want you to follow this. Very important. Wake up call. Usually, if you don't pay attention to the wake up call, it will ring again. A few times. Then it doesn't, then it becomes a living reality. Once it is a living reality, you battle the reality. And then it becomes you. And once it becomes you, it is already a tragedy. Let's say you have some financial problem. You saw something, I'm struggling every month. Wake up call. If you ignore the wake up call, one day you'll wake up and you will be living in a reality which is poor. Right? If you ignore that too, you become poor. The very you is now poor. You understand? Something triggers to say, this can hurt me. You ignore that, something happens that hurts you. Ignore that, you will walk around hurt. Sorry. I'm asking you today to pay attention to what is your wake-up call. Let's take a moment, breathe. What is my wake-up call? Life don't go wrong often, just accidentally. It is a series of events, you understand? It's a series of events. What is your wake-up call? You see, this mastery meditation, all that we do here is to give you the insight, the ability to rise to that which has been calling you, which is your wake-up call. You understand? Most people do not pay attention to the wake-up call because they believe they can't go beyond it. You understand? Like, I've seen people lose their loved one just because they fail to listen. Such a small thing. They don't have a hearing problem. Just they don't listen. The person says they are not listening. Small problem. And then a fight will happen. That's a wake-up call. Then it will lead to something else. One day separation. What is your wake-up call? Please don't wait until tragedy for the wake-up call. You understand? Most people wait until there is nothing can be done and then they attempt to wake up. When all is lost. But sometime, maybe that's what it takes to wake up. Slowly. What is your wake-up call? You see, how many of you have come to this point? If you remain the way you are, things are going to get pretty messed up. Many of you come to that point? It's either in health or in relationships or in money or in career. If I remain the way I am, this is going to be trouble. Wake up call. But you must be mindful. You have unbelievable, not you. You guys are fine. Humanity. Human beings have an unbelievable creative ability to escape. It's like a husband gets angry with the wife and the wife just says, no, he just gets angry. Yeah, he's mad. There is no reason behind it. There's no rational behind it. He simply gets angry. And so nicely they escape it. What is the issue he's getting angry about? That's why a wife asked the husband, why do you have to shout? He said, when I whisper, you don't hear. Wake up call. Again, pay attention. Be in touch. Beautiful blue light meditation. What is your wake up call? And I want you to look upon your wake up call as life knocking on your door, asking you to enter living. Do you follow? It's not waking you up to solve a problem. It is waking you up to enter living. It's saying, enough resting, now living. Enough sleeping, now come, let's go, let's participate. An incredible insight. My wake-up call was very interesting. I must have been 23 or something, 22, 23. I was relatively successful. I was in front of this crowd receiving an award or something. And I'm looking at the crowd, it's about 2,000-3,000 people. I didn't know what the hell I was doing there. It didn't mean anything to me. Everybody's fighting for it. I'm receiving it. It meant nothing to me. I remember after that sitting in a cafe and having a coffee with a couple of friends. And they were cracking a joke and laughing. I was laughing too. But there was no connection. That was my wake-up call. That means I'm entering the falls. That's when I started seeking. Because I cannot go on that way. Then whatever I had didn't mean anything to me. Do you understand? It didn't mean anything. It just didn't touch me. What is your wake-up call? Don't pretend there is no wake-up call. Then a bigger wake-up call will come. That's why they say you can wake a person who's asleep. It's quite hard to wake a person who's pretending to be asleep. For that person, you got to put a bomb under his bed. He will wake up. Only when life and death, he will run. Okay, first, and grasp this. Because I've got something important I would like to talk to you today. Something incredibly, I think it's very profound. As most of the things I say. But once in a while, I go like, wow. What is your wake-up call? All of you have a wake-up call? The day Velraja had a bit of chest pain. Wake-up call. Maybe there's nothing wrong with his heart. But maybe he must find someone to share his heart. Maybe that's the wake-up call. Breathe. Wake-up call. What is the wake-up call? Do you have? Do you know something? We are told to lie when we are a child. If somebody comes up to you and asks, how are you? You must say, fine, thank you. Once somebody, I was in the lift, not in a particular good mood. Somebody say, huh, how are you, sir? Pretty fa-fa hop. The fellow got very upset. I didn't expect that, no. Normally people say, fine, thank you. I said, I was not fine. No, I didn't care about that. So you were told to lie. But don't have to tell everybody your problems to. Nobody cares. So leave it alone on that area. Even if I ask you, how are you? Lie. Because I don't want to care that much. It's your problem. But what is your wake-up call? Do you all have? See, don't wait until it's a tragedy. Sometimes people come after 30 years of messing themselves up at the pinnacle of messed upness, and they want miraculously something to be right. They seek a master, and after, even if I manage to make it right, I must be grateful to him because he brought me a 30-year mess and gave me the privilege of curing that. Imagine humanity. Think on it. That's the mind that got him messed up in the first place. You get it now? Slowly. No, wake up calls are small things, man. Don't really feel that happy lately. Small wake up call. No, you can, everything is fine. But so wake up calls, like, I got to look at something. That is why they say the sign of a good horse is the horse that moves at the sight of the whip. You don't have to whack it. You lift the whip and move. I would like you to pay attention. Pay attention to it in great depth. Now, I'm going to share something that might contradict everything I've said all this while. I have been talking to you, life is free will. Am I right? You are the creator, right? No. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Life is utterly fated. I just want to see that. I want to enjoy a moment looking at your face. just take it in. Because you love to think you are free. You only have the freedom to choose iPhone or blueberry. What berry? Blackberry. No, there's no choice. iPhone is better. You have these silly choices. Do you think your life, you are free? Aren't you fated? Last night we were playing with astrology and I made stunning predictions, moment prediction. When somebody will walk in, what will happen? That means life is fated, isn't it? What is in your life so far that has happened by free will? You like to think you chose the man. No. You accidentally bumped into him in the lift. And if you're an Indian person, the moment you bump, love happens. I don't know about the Chinese or the Malays or the white people. Indian, you touch, it's all songs, A.R. Rahman music, the whole works. We are very creative. So if you really look at life, if somebody is like Nelson Mandela becoming Nelson Mandela, it appears to be fated, isn't it? Doesn't it? I want you to look upon your own life. Just swallow this shock for a while. No, you have done blue light, so I can shock you a little bit. Somebody succeeds, it appears fated. Bill Gates to be Bill Gates appears to be fated. If I would have found the damn computer at that time, I would have been rich too. He met the right people, right time, fated one. Isn't it? You point your astrology chart at a good astrologer, he will tell you how your wife looks like, or how many wives you will have. If he can say something, it's fated. Signs are saying we are fated. When you are born, they take a DNA, they can tell you what height, what disease you will be susceptible to. It appears we are fated. So I have been wrong all this while. Enjoy. But listen to what I'm saying carefully. Success seems to be fated. Failure seems to be fated. Right? Are you following me? Come on, be with me on this. I'm very excited about this. You guys don't sit there and say, fate, free will. Barisan, opposition, makes no difference to me. Just pay attention. I say all is fated. If you succeed, it's fated. Victor predicted in my astrology chart my enlightenment. I thought I'm Melilay. I was genius. He said, you were born in the degree of enlightenment. What else will happen? I'm like that, huh? Hi, man. You understand? No, I'm born gorgeous. It's my chart. No, I'm telling this to all the ugly people. You are ugly because you're astrology. Nothing else. So don't, if you look at me, don't feel jealous. It is astrology, what to do? See, that girl is beautiful. It's astrology, it's not you, it's just astrology. You probably got Venus sitting in your face. Your height? A lot of things seems to be astrology, isn't it? Not astrology, fated, right? It's fated. Tiba did not lose all his hair by choice. Or such a rush of kundalini, it burnt off his hair follicles. Chinese have straight hair. A few got curly, those are confused Chinese. Chinese have straight hair, fated. Most often when they smile, eyes disappear. And I like it. It's easy to draw, man. One line. Indian fella, no matter how, you got to put the details in. That's why I like Chinese models to paint. Smile, okay, three lines, done. There we go. No, honestly, I like Chinese. The Indian, what I'm confused about. Let's go. I'm saying it's fated. You brag as though you got free will, right? Now, can we establish it? Just agree with me. I know, no matter what I say, you'll be confused. Don't worry. It's okay. I'm speaking to the Easterners. No matter what I say, you know, it's like he's saying it, so what? Okay. Neither have opinion nor non-opinion. It's fated. Let's go on. So we are saying, no, life appears fated, isn't it? No? That's what you like to think. Young, it doesn't look fated. Old, Why some die young, some die old? It appears success, failure, happiness, sadness, enlightenment, unenlightenment, all are fated. It's how it is. Because you look at you, that's how it is, isn't it? But now I give you the kicker. You have the right to choose which faith you want to follow.
Follow this.
If you choose the faith to fail, failure becomes inevitable. If you choose the faith to succeed, success becomes inevitable. Watch that. You see, no success can be claimed by a person wholly, you know, because so many elements came into play. If you are happy, you are not just happy because of you alone. There's so many other elements that made you happy. I'm saying the point is which faith you choose. Try to look at it from that dimension. If somebody like this, if somebody pays attention to his studies, he's choosing the faith to do well in exam. It's inevitable. You must understand, it's inevitable. If I take my aim and I shoot exactly to the bullseye, I've chosen to shoot it, right? I chose that faith. The moment I pull the trigger, it's fated to hit there. Follow? Something is burning over there. Try to look at it this way, yeah? Because when we really look at life, everything appears fated. Why you meet this person, why you do. But there is one thing that we miss, is that I have the right to choose what faith. You can choose for me to like you. Then that becomes the faith. You follow? This is the seed of effortless living. You see, for me, almost everything that has happened, it has happened. I didn't do. I don't do much. But the only thing I do, I choose that. You follow? I choose to love, then love becomes inevitable. I choose to be happy, happiness becomes inevitable. The trouble with people is they choose sadness and then struggle for happiness. The sadness is inevitable. Together. So the wake-up call is the point in which you are asked to make the choice. They say, once it has happened, you can't stop. Have you watched? Like a car accident, you know. When it's happening, you can't stop. Thus, I go back to my original teaching. Creation. What you create shall become the faith you shall live by. Do you understand the enormity of this statement? I'm sure you don't. Think on it. Like something happens now. It's some kind of choice you made. I chose to be angry with you. The moment I've made the choice, the outcome is inevitable. Like the sunrise, sunset. Faith one. Whose free will is sun rising and sunsetting? If it's my free will, it will rise at 11, goes down at 3 at night. That's my choice. No, it doesn't follow me. It's fated. The tide is fated. I have celebrated my 40 years. I'm 40 years old. Only thing, I have done it 6 times. I refuse to change. Just every year I celebrate my birthday again and again. So something like that. Think on it. Please grasp this. The choice I make now become my choiceless tomorrow. And the choice is made when the wake-up call happens. Thus I say life is fated. But you have the right to choose the fate. Some people are fated to be happy. Karma. Some people are fated to be rich. Some people are fated to be this. The dilemma is you chose one and then you struggle to experience another one. The only point you have control is the point of choosing. It's like playing poker. Somebody says all in. Moment of choice. The moment you say all in, it's all over, you know. You cannot say stop. The king didn't come. The other guy looks at you and say, I am the king. Now I have all your money. Please try to meditate on this. Even enlightenment is fated. This is sometimes I watch people and I say, this person is done. That means he cannot avoid it. He will go. Because the momentum is set. And some, I say, they have it, they miss it. Then it's all over. Then he has to go back into his original cycle and then rise again. Think on it. Your only control, choice. But this is another point. After you have chosen to be poor, which means you chose not to care about money. You didn't sit down and say, I choose, don't want to have money. You chose not to care about money. You created philosophy, money is what? Or you chose to be lazy, which means you are not paying attention to your responsibility. Or you chose not to love. Money is most often an expression of your love. People who don't earn money usually don't love that much. Because when you love, you want to give somebody something, you need money. Maybe they chose not to love. That choice, inevitably the karmic cycle is for him to suffer poverty. And to be in a position unable to express his love rightly. Look at that. And every day, we are making new choices. Watch this. So I say almost everything has happened in another dimension before it actually happens. Mahavir used to speak about this a lot. Now the science call it non-local theory, string theory, all kinds of theories. It's the same thing. Thus, I must become very mindful of the karma I choose. I've seen people tired of wearing expensive jewelry, having 3 chauffeur-driven cars, and they've talked to me, so tired. Have to attend this function, receive award, tension. And it is a real tension. It's a tension out of the karma of being successful. But I've seen people sitting like a monkey after eating ginger. I got nobody in my life. Nothing to do. I'm messed up. Another karma. The whole thing is an act of karma. The choice you shall make today shall be the inevitable karma of tomorrow. Thus, in a roundabout way, even if I say life is fated, Master Dhyan Vimal is right. In a roundabout way. Makes sense? We all make choices, you know. Incredible choices. Some are small choices. How you go to sleep tonight, who you go to sleep tonight with, and how you wake up in the morning. So this is a small choices you make. But there are big choices too. This is why I said, one moment you get angry, anger touches you, you have moved there. Now that karma must play itself out. You have only power right up to the throat. Now once you swallow, it's almost no power, unless you vomit it out. And you don't know all of it will come out or not. So there is a point of no return too. Like in aircraft, it's V1. When you hit that speed, no matter what, the aircraft must take off. Cannot slow down. And you are a consequence of thousands of choices. But the trouble is, most of the choices are unconscious. I don't mean to be religious, but the Hindus have a beautiful story in Krishna. The war with in the war he will kill Karnan, and people will say they found out it's a brother. Indian story, you know. So he didn't know it's his brother. He fought and killed him. So he cries, "Oh my God, I killed my brother." That's when Krishna will say, No, you are not the one. So many did it earlier. And the origin was his mother himself. The karma was set forth. It has to play itself out. You just play it so it ends. Look at that. Thus, behold. Now, I'm going to quote a Zen master. Dogen, I think. He said, one right sitting in meditation, in mastery, can undo many lives' karma. That means he's introducing that you can undo what you have done to. But for that, you have to really rise to a point very few come to. Not most people can do it. That state that you can undo that is I and I. I and I, you begin to undo and redo. What are you now? You are experiencing the karmic choices you made yesterday or last year. It's like a choice you make to have a baby. Those days there's no choice. Now there's a choice. When you choose to make a baby, the parents are tied to that child's karma till either one goes. And the karma is so deep, you go first before the child. No parents will wish otherwise. Look at the karmic tie. And that cannot be separated. Even if you don't see your parent, you have a parent you don't see. We have the power of beginnings, end is within the beginning. Within the beginning, the end is the end. You have no control. You have complete control over the beginning. So it happened, they went to a Sufi master and asked, which prevails, faith or free will? Karma or free will? The Sufi master was not looking at the people who asked the question. There was two of them. He said, make a choice and lift a leg. So they both talked to each other. They said, let's lift our right leg. So they lifted the right leg. Then the master replied, now please lift your left leg. They said, we can't do that. Why? Because we have already lifted the right leg. He said, that's your answer. You had the free will to lift the whatever leg you want. The moment you lift it, no more choice. So they are together, faith and free will, the choices you make. Now, this is my invitation for all those who see a depth in this statement, for yourself, who have wake-up calls to meet. Commit to living in this. Commit to exercise mastery. Commit to live in creation. Like I am making the world commit to one karma. They accidentally commit to a karma not to be a friend to one another. I am creating a new karma. It's a karma. Which is be a friend to mankind. And the more people commit to the karma, it will be a karma someday. All friends, happy. Nobody can sell guns. No violence. Either way, it's karma. Where is freedom? Only in the beginning, only in the choice. I wonder whether you grasp. I see some young people. This would be the age to do it. The old people, better start doing it now. The young, wonderful age. Old, at least start now. Because I and Victor have been studying astrology for a long time. It will be fascinating if you see what we tell. The more if I read it, the more you think everything is fixed. No. It is not fixed. It is the fixed state we are reading. It's your choice which one you want to follow. You understand? my belief, when humanity truly understands this, when the mass consciousness can absorb this, not as a philosophy, not as a religion, but as a simple fact, and it becomes engraved in their consciousness, we will have a different world. And this I share with you. Whatever choices you have made, whatever consequence is happening now, you have within your power not to make it actualized in a reality. You can undo it in the energy field too. Now meditate on this that I shared with you today. Life is fated. Choose your fate. First, recognize the mechanism that chooses. Every mood you take, you are creating a fate. You understand? It's very strange. Eh? People who are loved are the people who continuously to get loved. People who are hated are the people who are continuously to get hated. Like people who win, continuously win, you know. People who lose, continuously lose. What is that? And this I'm speaking to you is the wisdom from the East. My ancestors' wisdom, the Eastern wisdom, we understood this. Now, we go back to the original. What is the wake-up call? And which karma you would like to choose? Be in that for a while. Okay?